referring back to our first public hearing, which was 5 hours ago.
Yeah.
That's all right.
There was a request that I prepare a motion on this one, if you want me to go ahead and read that.
That'd be great.
Sure.
Read the title, Mr. Chairman.
This is subdivision 22-29, lands of Teresa Clag.
They're talking anyway, I don't care.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, if you're going to talk, get out of here. All right, go ahead.
So the motion is, Mr. Chairman, that the commission grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2022-29 for the lands of Teresa Clag, based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned GR, which permits lots with a minimum size of 10,000 square feet. The proposed subdivision density of two lots on 5.292 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. One of the lots will be 1.64 acres, and the remaining lot will be 3.668 acres in size. Both of these lots significantly exceed the minimum lot size permitted in the GR zone. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby property or uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, or community facilities. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Six, this small subdivision satisfies the criteria set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. Seven, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than two lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the building code department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. C, the final site plan shall include a maintenance agreement for the perpetual maintenance of the private roadway serving both of these new lots. And D, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of Sussex County.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the subdivision 2022-29 lands of Teresa Clag for the reasons and the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Hoey Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion passes 4-0. Our next public hearing was subdivision 2022-30, lands of Whites Creek LLC.
Same thing. It's going to sound sort of similar as well to the last motion, but I was asked to prepare a motion on this one. The commission moves that preliminary approval be granted for subdivision 2022-30 for lands of Whites Creek LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zoned GR, which permits lots with a minimum size of 10,000 square feet. The proposed subdivision density on two lots on 3.05 acres of land is significantly less than the allowable density. One of the lots will be 2.07 acres and the remaining lot will be 0.98 acres in size. Both of these lots significantly exceed the minimum lot size permitted in the GR zone. Three, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Four, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. Five, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. Six, this small subdivision satisfies the criteria set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. Seven, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. Eight, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than two lots within the subdivision. B, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site. No building permit shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been submitted, supplied to, and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the building code department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. C, the final site plan shall include a maintenance agreement for the perpetual maintenance of the private roadway serving both of these new lots. And D, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2022-30, Lands of White's Creek LLC, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Hoey Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Our next public hearing was change of zone number 1986, JKJ Properties LLC.
Yeah.
Okay. I've also been asked to prepare a motion on this one. Because it was fairly straightforward and adjacent to other lands that were already zoned commercial at a significant intersection. So this one is a motion to recommend approval of change in zone number 1986 for JKJ Properties LLC for a change in zone from R1 agricultural residential zoning to C2 medium commercial zoning based upon the record made in the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, C2 medium commercial zoning is designed to support retail sales and the performance of consumer services. It is intended to be located near arterial and collector roads. Two, the applicant's property is currently zoned AR1 along Route 113 at the intersection with Johnson Road. That should be near the intersection with Johnson Road. The property is adjacent to property at the intersection that is zoned C1, and other properties at the intersection are zoned C1, HI, and B1. This is an appropriate location for C2 zoning. C2 zoning at this location along Johnson Road near its intersection with Route 113 will benefit nearby residents of Sussex County by providing a convenient location for the uses permitted in that zone. Four, there is no evidence that this rezoning will have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or area roadways. Five, the site is in the low-density area according to the Sussex County Land Use Plan and future land use map. C2 zoning is appropriate in the low-density area according to the plan. Six, the proposed rezoning meets the general purpose of the zoning code by promoting the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the county. And seven, no parties appeared in opposition. And my computer froze up a second. And eight, any future use of the property will be subject to site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1986, JKJ Properties LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Hoey Stevenson, how do you vote?
Vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Okay. And our last public hearing was subdivision 2021-23, Stillwater Harbor.
So I've got a motion. No, I'm kidding.
That's terrible.
This is a long
thing. Well,
thank
you. I have a question on this one. One of the people testified today that they had trouble getting on, opening the packet, getting the information, sending information in.
So I can respond to this one, Mr. Chairman. So
okay.
We asked in the agenda that comments, any written comments be submitted by close of business yesterday. Last night we did roll an update to the land use docket, and if someone had been on their web browser and looked at the version that was up there yesterday and then came back and looked at it again today, we're told that triggered an error where we figured out the error. You just, for those people who had not cleared their cache in their web browser, you just press F5 and it loaded. For anyone new who hasn't been on the website before, it was fine and not a problem at all. To correct the error, we rolled back the update so that it wouldn't be a problem anyway. But some people did have to hit F5. So it was down for those people unless they called the office and learned that they had to press F5.
That tells me, out of an abundance of caution, you ought to leave the record open for written comments until the close of business on May 5th, for anybody.
Given the volume of testimony this evening, I don't think anybody's ready to make a decision.
Yeah. The other thing I would like, there was testimony about that easement. There was a legal opinion in the record, and it is, I think it's Exhibit 20, that refers to a recorded plot. I would like you to leave the record open so that I can get that plot and look at that, because there was a lot of discussion about the easement, and the gentleman provided a deed that actually referred to that plot that's in the record as well, so just to do that. And then the other thing, This is the first one of any complexity. The buffer ordinance does not apply to it because it predated that. However, they stated they comply with the buffer ordinance. I would like to get county engineering's opinion on that, not to check on it, but it's just the first time we've seen a complex one, and Mr. Medlars was instrumental in getting that work done, and just to have a report from him on whether it does comply with the
good idea. The
buffer ordinance. So I don't know that that's controlling one way or another because it did technically predate it, but because that was an element of the presentation, hey, look, we're doing this, it would be nice to know that it does or doesn't. So.
What about the possibilities? We heard testimony that from people who live there their whole life that there could be burial grounds on the property.
It's interesting. I was having that same thought, and the catch 22 that I hear in this is I get and deeply understand why the community would be reluctant to point out where all these areas are. However, if those areas exist on this property, that changes the complexion of it substantially. And that has a big bearing, and I guess it's concerning to me that there actually could be.
I know in our comprehensive plan, and I can't speak necessarily to the current one or whether it was the prior one, they would list that there were historical sites listed throughout Sussex County, of all different types. It may be burial sites or maybe structures or what have you, and particularly with regard to the Native American burial sites, a lot of times they would say they existed, but they wouldn't identify them so that they would not be disturbed.
And that's something that we need to ponder.
Well, and if the record's held open too, if there's information about that, because I don't know.
I think maybe we could leave the record open generally because of the issue with the website.
Yeah.
That way anybody can put a comment in up until, you suggested May 5th.
Yeah, that's the easy. Just next.
Now?
It's next Friday.
Next Friday,
business
okay. Actually. Yeah, that's enough time. That way if there's some information comes available, then they have an opportunity to put it in.
Is there any other information that you all,
I think this whole business,
sewer and water, that's a good
I would like to know if they do not have access for that emergency.
Yeah, I was going to say the whole business with the easements for the emergency route is very concerning.
That's what I'll look into.
I'm just totally concerned about people getting in and out. I'm concerned about the people who live there now getting in and out. But put another. This is one of the. I just don't want it to be one of those cases where somebody looks at us and goes, "Who let that happen?"
I'm equally concerned about the main entrance, there being enough property to widen the road as per Denrec's wishes.
If there's only
Denrec's 40, or Deldot,
I'm sorry,
42 to 46 feet there, it could be challenging, because I think it's a pretty good bet that no one's going to park with that. That's their right.
That's their right.
You cannot fault them for that.
That's right.
They don't want
to. You can't fault somebody for owning a piece of property and want to develop it either.
I think we all get that. And that's the thing, it's somewhere along the way, someone gave up their right to that property by selling it to somebody else. And for better or worse, the person who bought it, has some. Has some rights as well, but there are a lot of circumstances surrounding this whole thing that we really need to think carefully about. So, and I think that not the least of which is the information on the easement and all that stuff. So we need to find about that. But the comments about the flooding. Anybody who has ever lived around an area like that, I know for all the stormwater technology that we have, it still does seem to get worse when development happens. It just seems to worsen. Something has certainly you know, changed, you know, in that area. And the folks who have lived there for years and years and years are kind of the experts on what's happening.
I remember 1985 walking in water up to my knees to get to my car. So,
yeah.
So, you know, so that bears some thinking about as well. So. All right, well, I'm sure we've sufficiently confused everybody.
I mean, if it's those three things, it would be a motion to defer and hold the record open for county engineering's review of the resource buffer.
Do you need that? Can't just hold the record open in general to receive? I thought we were holding a record open.
Well, we are, but that's different because that might extend beyond. That certainly will expect it might. And I'm not saying that I can get the research on the easement done in 5 business days either, you know.
Yeah, okay.
And we want to make sure we get all that.
So what are you saying?
I'll start in the opposite way. So hold the record open for written comments from anyone until the close of business on May 5, 2023. Two is hold the record.
Motion.
Well, we're not done yet. Hold on.
I know.
I'll take this motion.
I'm identifying the motion in commissioner, so you don't have to say it again.
All right. Well, let me start over. Yeah. I'm being repetitive. Wow. Sorry. It's a hold the record open for written comment from anyone until the close of business on May 5, 2023. That's one. Hold the record open for a report from County and Engineering with regard to the resource buffer shown on the preliminary site plan. And third, hold the record open for an analysis of the easement that was the subject of the application.
All right, I make that motion. I second it.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2021-23, Stillwater Harbor, leaving the record open. In accordance with the schedule presented in the motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And one thing, too, I would say is that this is not going to go on May 11th agenda except for to announce receipt of that written comment.
It will appear on the agenda next week, but it will not be for a vote. It will just be to announce that the record, has been closed. So
and what's been received, so everybody's
and what's been received, and those of you who have an interest in it can check with the office. You can come see the file. You can look online to see whatever gets put in, and then just be watching for, you know, future agendas for when it's on the agenda for action. So anything else to this evening for the good of the order, Mr. Whitehouse?
That's it. Thank you.
Commissioners,
I would like to say thank you for the job that you do very well.
Well, I appreciate that, and if anybody is still listening, I apologize if I offended anyone. I'm sure I did. I usually do. I don't mean to, but it sort of goes with the territory, and
somebody has to take control.
I could probably be a little nicer, but what I've learned over the years is people don't hear me when I'm nicer. They hear me when I'm mean and ugly. So sometimes I have to be that way.
That's why you make the big bucks.
That's it.
Yeah, like that comment. Yeah. We're all paid to be here.
Thank you for putting that on the record.
Right.
Yeah. Amen. And with that, we're adjourned.